and welcome to KCIW. I'm Scott Clapson. This show is Community Organizer, and we are here today with folks from Coastline Neighbors. How are you all today?
Wonderful.
Just fine.
So would you introduce yourselves for our listeners, please?
I'm Lindy McLean. I'm the Executive Director of Coastline Neighbors. Thanks, Scott and KCIW, for putting on this podcast for us. It's great.
Absolutely.
And I'm Don Villel, also a Coastline Neighbors volunteer.
And I'm Martha Villel, also a volunteer.
Thank you for being here. The title of this podcast is Volunteers Make All the Difference. Welcome. Lindy, it is so great to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So recently I noticed the March 22nd flyer for the next community meeting at the library annex. Yeah.
Yes. I put that up without asking you.
Well, I didn't just notice it here, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I've noticed it as most of your flyers all over town.
All right. So. Wonderful. Yeah. Yes. March 22nd. That's a Wednesday, 3:00 at the Brookings Library Annex. We'll be giving information, answering questions, taking suggestions, and we now have our volunteer application available.
Oh, cool. So people can, is that accessible online?
It is also on our website now.
Okay.
We've had them out for about a month, and we have 24 volunteers already.
Woohoo! Wow. That's yes. Amazing.
I know. People are eager to do this. The community wants us to do mm-hmm. this, and people are responding. So it is outstanding.
Well, we've talked about this. This is much needed, right?
It is much needed in our community. Yeah.
Yeah. This is so cool. 24. Were most of them paper or online applications?
They're real people. Oh, no. I thought you meant, were they paper people? No, they're real people. And the online application, we don't have it set up so that you can actually type on it unless you're very clever about that on your own. So people have been mailing them in.
Okay. Okay, cool. That's so awesome. And have these all been mostly people that have attended your community meetings, or are they
a variety? They've heard about it in different ways. As you know, the very best way is people that want to volunteer then say to their friends, "Hey, you know, I'm doing this. This is a great organization. Come and see."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that face to face.
It's the best
communication. So that's March 22nd.
March 22nd.
It's a Wednesday, right?
Yes.
And it's at the Checo Library Annex at 402 Alder Street, right across the street from the library. Some people don't know where the annex is and they get lost when they're going to look for it. So it's right across Alder right there. And it starts at 3?
It starts at 3 and we will be finished before 3:59.
And Lindy guarantees that.
I guarantee that.
I've been to these meetings before. I'm a fan of efficient meetings. And somehow you all cover everything you need to cover, plus have plenty of time for questions, plus have time for people to laugh a little bit and have a good time, right? And you still get everything done.
We do. We're very efficient, and we are the most fun group in town.
That's awesome. Well, volunteering really does need to be enjoyable, right? That's one of the things
it that does. Why would you want to do it if it wasn't fun?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Lindy, for our listeners maybe that don't know what Coastline Neighbors is, would you maybe give a little background on Coastline Neighbors?
Sure. We are going to assist the residents of Curry County to continue to live in their own homes for as long as possible. We will do this by having volunteers provide transportation, help with household tasks, daily check-in phone calls, and friendly visits. Then we will also connect people to what already exists in the community. We will be operational in September. Is there other questions about Coastline Neighbors?
What does the operational in September mean? How does that look?
That means right now we are signing up volunteers. Depending on how many we will get, we will then accept member applications in the summer. By September, then our volunteers will be filling the members' requests. So members would say, "I need a ride next Wednesday to the doctor's," and a volunteer would then go in, sign up for that request, pick them up, and take them.
Cool. So volunteer applications are out now.
Yes.
What if someone wanted to be a member and wanted to get the services of a volunteer come September? Are they able to sign up now too?
The member application is online,
but
we aren't officially processing those until summer. We are taking lifetime memberships right now, and we have 4 lifetime members already.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It is.
And how much is a membership for people that are interested?
The lifetime memberships are $3,000 for a single person, $5,000 for a 2-person household. And I usually get an eye roll when I say that. But let me throw this in. $3,000 is less than 1 month at a care facility.
Yes.
So it's a great opportunity to ensure that you will have some help as you age and also to support Coastline Neighbors right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's an all-volunteer run
organization. All-volunteer organization.
Bears yes. mentioning as well. And there's things like insurance and background checks and a number of things because you'll be in people's homes, right?
Exactly. And that's where our money will go. Membership fees will pay for the insurance. We also took out a separate volunteer accident insurance policy that will kind of work like workers' comp for volunteers. And then we are running background checks on all members and all volunteers so people feel as safe as possible both directions. We do not have a physical office, but it will cost us to run our virtual office through our website.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's exciting. And every time I see you and I see a new group with someone, like I was sharing with you, the Curry County Cruisers, you spoke to them, and I saw one of the ladies walking around with the brochure for Coastline Neighbors in her bag. And it just, I'm seeing it everywhere. You've created this brand in town and it's really cool.
It's very fun. The response from the community is just outstanding.
Yeah.
Not everyone wants to help us do it, but everyone wants us to do this.
Yeah.
So it's super.
Yeah. Well, you're finding the people like Dawn and Martha and other people like me and other people that are supporting what you all are doing that believe in this. Right?
That's right. And we don't have your volunteer application yet, Scott.
You don't?
No.
I know. And Patty Schlegel asked me for that at the last interview that we did. She said that, and I have, it's on my to-do list.
I have it on my list too.
Oh. So you're both supposed to follow up with me.
That's right.
That's great. I love how we affectionately call this helium hand as a joke with me and my friends. That thank you for volunteering me, Lindy.
You're welcome.
I suppose. I really believe in this. And just as someone who grew up here and just remembers times that people in the community, they knew each other. And when I was a kid on Iris Street, like we knew all of our neighbors. And it was like the families adopted the seniors that lived around them, or as Don pointed out before this podcast, sometimes they're not seniors, but maybe they still need support. We all work together as a neighborhood, right? And sometimes in this current day and age, we forget to introduce ourselves to our neighbors and things like that. And then we forget that sometimes maybe the person that lives right next door to us is that helping hand that could help us roll our trash can out or things like that. So
that's exactly right. Yeah. It's kind of a throwback to what we used to have. Mm-hmm. It's too bad now that it requires an organization and a fee to be a member. But it's better than not having it.
Yeah. Well, imagine the conversations, though, and the things that you're creating through having a fee and having an organization and the good that you're probably inspiring just other people to just be good Samaritans to their neighbors.
I hope so. Plus, it builds into it a factor of safety that we need very much in our community these days.
Yeah, absolutely. So in this volunteers signing up and people telling you, is there anything that stands out? Anybody that said anything to you where you're like, ooh, I really need to remember that you said that to me about the organization?
I think the most outstanding thing would be Scott Clapson said he was going to volunteer, but he never turned in his volunteer application.
That is the most outstanding thing, because I hear that he's quite the doer. So the fact that he's not, I get the hint, Lindy. I will go coastlineneighbors.org. This will be a great commercial.
That's right.
If you'd like to go and download the volunteer application. Obviously, I will be doing that as soon as we get done with this interview.
Right.
But you can go to Coastline Neighbors. And is there like a special volunteer tab that they would click on?
I think it says volunteers. If it doesn't say that, it says make a difference.
Okay.
Or you can give me a call, 541-313-6490.
Yeah. And it's not because it's difficult. I hate filling out paperwork and forms. That's the only reason why I haven't done it. So it's not that it's a difficult application. So Martha and Dawn, you will both obviously have filled out the online application because you're not being asked to fill one out. What inspired you to volunteer for Coastline Neighbors?
I think what inspired me was an opportunity to make a positive difference in this world. We live in a small community, and I laughingly say we do live at the edge of the world. many of us are here without other family members. We've moved here for this beautiful location, for the supportive people that live here and who encourage us to be a part of this community. So it gives us an opportunity to know where we are needed, where we can make a difference, and where we can enable some people to live independently longer and feel that they are comfortable and safe in their homes.
Mm-hmm. I like to meet other people.
Yeah.
And I find that in an organization like this, when you're doing volunteer work, you get to meet people and see parts of the town that otherwise you wouldn't get to see or to meet those people.
Yeah.
Whether they need help or not, you know, just the fact that you're a smiling face,
right,
that you're somebody there that maybe can relate to them, that you can maybe, you see a need that they have and they know that there is someone in the community that is willing to help them. I think it's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think our check-in phone calls will be something that will be greatly used by a lot of people. And people who can't drive can be the person on the other end of the phone checking in on someone. And that's a great win-win, like you say, meeting other people and knowing that there are people there if you need them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and as you just said, Dawn, I mean, that right there is a big thing, the smiling face, right? And Brookings is kind of known for that. I remember when I left here, people always would be like, "You're not from the city, are you?" And coming back here, you know, after living in Portland and then coming back to Brookings, there's so many people that say hello and will greet you on the beach and things like that. And even that is just such a small, simple way where you don't need an organization to be volunteering with, but you're paying it forward and you don't know what that smile can do for someone's day who, like you said, Martha, maybe they are here without anybody and they moved here because it's so beautiful, but they maybe don't have that support network, and that smile can, or that kind word can go a really long way.
And I think by doing things for other people, it makes you feel good too, knowing that you are helping, that you're making a difference in someone's life.
Oh, absolutely.
When you said, did I have a volunteer comment or that was good? I will tell you, we had the opportunity to provide the afternoon snack for the APS seminar last week.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really a fun thing to call the volunteers and say, could you bring some fruit? Would you like to bring some cookies? That kind of thing. We had so many cookies, and they were wonderful. A Coastline Neighbors will probably be known for their wonderful cookies, I'm just telling you.
That's
and
good.
To be there in the community with a variety of people that we hadn't contacted with yet, they were impressed with the fact that we just stepped up and did that. And that was 100% volunteer. So that was very fun.
Yeah. For our listeners, we like to define our acronyms on our shows. APS is...
Adult Protective Services out of Gold Beach, and they sponsored an elder abuse seminar mostly for folks in law enforcement, prosecution, human services, that kind of thing. A very serious and sobering topic, but so needed to bring some awareness there. So we brought cookies to make it a sweeter day.
Yes, that's wonderful. I actually was invited to go to that. But because I'm not in law enforcement, we weren't really sure if that would be a good fit. But yeah, cookies and fun, Coastline Neighbors, it sounds like. It sounds like a great thing to be known for.
I hope so. Speaking of sweet things, I was going to say Happy Pie Day. Do you know it's Pie Day?
Oh, it is. We're recording on 3/14.
We are. Yes. You're so, looking confused there, Martha.
Algebra.
Pie Day today is 3.14.
Of course.
Of course, yes.
I know. Those of us that are people and not numbers people, I find it funny that Martha's one of our tax aid volunteers and she was stunned by the number joke.
Actually, I couldn't remember the date, so that's a problem.
That's more of a problem.
We'll offer you a check-in phone call and remind you of the day soon.
But that's a really good point, though, that Martha, you and I talked about this before about this podcast when we knew this podcast was coming, and this idea that... some of us might need these services at some point. So by being these helping hands for people, right, as you've so graciously pointed out, Lindy, I'll be a Coastline Neighbors volunteer as well. And it's really important that we all participate, right? That at some point we may need these services and we may need someone, you know, I don't have any family here. So, you know, what happens? I mean, I'm only 42 now, but what happens when I get older and I'm in my home and I need some assistance and I can't afford, like you said, $3,000 a month to live in a care facility? That's a lot.
It is a lot.
And right. So how do we, you know, how do we now, those of us that do have able bodies or can pick up the phone or, you know, drive somebody somewhere, or as Dom was pointing out, maybe doing yard work, things like that, to be those extra hands for somebody is really important. Right.
That is part of my motivation for helping to co-found it. I want it for myself mm-hmm. as I age. I want it now because I don't drive at night much mm-hmm. anymore. And I live in a beautiful place, but sometimes I can't move all the branches that fall down, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. I just need that little extra mm-hmm. help, and I don't have family here. So I'm definitely willing to put in my time as a volunteer and then be a member as mm-hmm. I age.
Yeah,
I'm 43.
Oh, you're only 43? Yeah. We're all so young today on this podcast.
I think
podcast.
Don said he was 29, right?
That's correct, yes.
I am not saying my age. Thank you very much.
We have a no disclosure. You don't have to disclose on KCAW your age if you don't want to. Yeah, this is a really great opportunity, and we're really excited about Coastline Neighbors. If you're interested in learning more, as we've pointed out in this podcast, there are some great brochures around the community, and you can also find out more at coastlineneighbors.org. I'm Scott Clapson, community organizer, here on KCIW 100.7 FM, low-powered in Brookings, Oregon. We are here today with folks from Coastline Neighbors, an all-volunteer aging-in-place nonprofit for folks in our community, part of the Village to Village network. You can find out more, again, at coastlineneighbors.org. We're here today with Lindy McLean, Don Villel, and Martha Villel, all volunteers of Coastline Neighbors. So, Lindy, one of the things that I'm really curious to know more about, too, because this is kind of not really volunteering, but services come into play, right, with Coastline
yes.
Neighbors. And you're going to have a service provider program.
We are. We are going to vet businesses who would like to be on our referral list so that if a member needs more than the help that Coastline Neighbors can provide, then we would be able to offer them some choices to call on their own and arrange for that service. We would provide a volunteer to come and be in the home with the member the first time a professional shows up. I know even for me at my young age, I feel very vulnerable to have a stranger come into my home. And sometimes I just choose to, you know, not get those screens put back on my window because I don't want to have to go through the process of getting someone to come and then having someone come that I don't know and be aware now that I live alone. Mm-hmm. So we want people to be safe. That's our goal with the service provider. And then we also will connect to what already exists in the community. So let's say you took someone grocery shopping and then you realized that they really weren't eating much. Mm-hmm. We would give the referral and the information for Meals on Wheels. Martha and Don both? Do you both?
Yes, we're yes. a team.
Yeah. You're a team. All right. So what about Coastline Neighbors and Meals on Wheels, those kind of organizations? Do you think that's going to be a good fit?
Oh, definitely, because I think that Don and I observe as we're delivering meals that there are many people in our community who live in isolation, who right. don't have the interaction that they could benefit from. So the Meals on Wheels, sadly, we have so many meals to deliver that we can't stay for very long to interact with the people, but we can bring that warm, well-prepared, delicious meal to them, which right. is a real positive thing. So it seems to me that it's an excellent fit.
Mm-hmm. And these people who are living alone, you know, age, there's no age limit to that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people, you know, they may be in their 40s or 50s, and they again need that smiling face. They need somebody yeah. to stop by and maybe bring their trash can in as we're bringing the meals to them. And they seem to appreciate that.
Yeah. And a lot of them, I know when I had the opportunity to go out when I was being trained for my position here at the Activity Center, I had to go out and learn what all the volunteers would be doing. And I was impacted with some of them the Meals on Wheels driver is the only person that they interact with on a daily basis for a lot of these people.
Yes.
And they're stuck in their home. And it just, like, I'm even right now, I'm about to start crying, because imagine that. Imagine if you're there and you don't have the television, or if someone calls you on the phone, that's your only interaction. You know what? The privilege that we have to be able to move and volunteer, like right. you said, and do the things. But all of these people that we find out people all the time that are in their homes that aren't getting enough to eat, that think because they don't have the money that then they don't qualify for Meals on Wheels. And then they also don't have that social interaction either. And just imagine that loneliness and the need for nutrition and things. And as you pointed out, Dawn, I mean, we have over a third of our population in Curry County has some form of disability. So you imagine that sometimes disability isn't always visible, that some people deal with really chronic pain. And some days you may see them out in the community and they look really happy and healthy. And then other days of the month, they're stuck in their place of living because they can't move and they can't get out. And you don't necessarily see it because it's not as visible of a disability, if that makes sense. And those people need support too, right? And that would be
right. And I think, Dawn, when you said isolation, I think that's kind of the key thing here. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this with our cooperation and communication with Chetco Activity Center. So if we have a member who hasn't been able to get out for various reasons, but they would like to, and so we would be able to offer them mm-hmm. a ride to come to an activity that's happening here, or go to a book club that mm-hmm. they would like to do, or maybe they'd like to go to the car show,
right?
But they don't have anyone to go mm-hmm. with, so we would be that companion and driver, and that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be fun, and I think, as Dawn mentioned, we will be able to work toward relationships with these people to where we can become friends.
And that is the heart of it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you speak more to that, maybe, Martha? Because that's a really beautiful thought of them not just being clients of Coastline Neighbors, but actually being our friends.
Well, I'll tell a story on Dawn then, because this one actually comes from a church friend. Mm-hmm. But this was a person in our church who wasn't driving or wasn't driving well and needed someone to take her to the grocery store. And so Dawn befriended this person. And so this person would actually call when she needed a ride to the grocery store and say, well, if I answered the phone, she would always say, could I speak to my boyfriend, please? And Dawn would get on the phone and they would arrange that opportunity for him to take her to the grocery store. And they became very close friends. Mm-hmm. And every time we drive by her house as we're delivering Meals on Wheels, we always say, Maxine, we're thinking about you. Mm-hmm. So those opportunities for relationships are so special.
They are.
And I have goosebumps just thinking about it.
Yeah, that is really awesome. And there's so many people like that, that need, you know, there's so many Maxines, or, you know, as you, Lindy, in your meetings, how you use the example of your little skit, right?
I do. I become a couple different people. And that's a great way to explain what we're going mm-hmm. to do, because everybody knows somebody who mm-hmm. could use some of these services. And they, you know, just start telling me about their aunt, the lady down the street, the guy that they met here or there. And it's just a real need in the community, mm-hmm. and we're going to meet it.
Yeah. Well, it's that why, you know, it's like the brochure is great and telling you what, and Coastline Neighbors is going to do all these great things, right? And that what's really, really important, but it's that why. That why we're doing it, because there's this need for connection, mm-hmm. right? As you said it, Martha, relationship building. It's the ground basis for all this volunteer. I mean, people look at me and go, don't you think you're spreading yourself a little thin? And I'm like, it's all based off of relationship building. And if we all just build more relationships, and as we're doing with Coastline Neighbors, Lindy, as you pointed out, we're bringing our strengths. You all are bringing your strengths as an organization, and the Chetco Activity Center then is one of our strengths is gathering people.
Right.
And we've helped you multiple times gather people. And it's just so awesome to see how many people are galvanizing around this idea of supporting each other in our community.
It is. It is exciting. I would like to say thank you to Chetco Activity Center and to the many, many groups in the entire county who have welcomed us to come and introduce what we're going to do. And a lot of them have joined us, given us some great ideas, and what a outstanding welcome in this community. That surprised me, actually, and it's delightful.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to hear you speak tomorrow night at the Grange meeting.
I am going to be at the Grange tomorrow. Yes, I'm bringing Martha and Harold.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
That's awesome. Martha and Harold are Lindy's characters from her little story that she tells at the beginning of the 59-minute meeting. It's very effective, right? Because it's a quick way of kind of communicating, like you said, why this organization is important and the kinds of people that you'll be helping.
Right. It takes it from being facts and figures to being about real people.
Yeah, absolutely. And not Martha Villel is not the
Martha is not the meeting.
Even though I don't know what date is, I may be needing the service sooner than I thought. Yes.
So as we come to the end of the podcast, is there anything that any of you like to share or maybe you wanted to impress upon people that maybe you're thinking of? Because I know there's a lot of people in the community that want to volunteer, but sometimes they need that little prompting to... Do any of you have anything to share?
I would like to just encourage everyone to really give consideration to being a volunteer. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a PhD in anything to be a volunteer. It just takes caring about people and wanting to make that difference. So don't question. Don't think, well, I have to be an expert at computer programming. That's not what this is about. Yeah. Everyone has a strength that we can bring to this.
I think the other thing about Coastline Neighbors that is attractive to people, you don't have to commit any certain amount of hours to this. If you are out of town, well, you're just out of town and you haven't let us down. The members' requests will go onto the website and then the volunteers will come in and sign up for what they want to do when they want to do it. So they can match their own skills and schedules. People have asked me, is there, you know, a minimum amount of hours I have to commit? And no, there is not. You can give as much or as little as suits your life.
Except for filling out that volunteer application.
So you have to get on it and get that application.
That is the one commitment you have to follow.
You do.
Don, do you have anything?
Well, for those people who want to join, you know, who'd like to be a member, ask yourself, you know, are there things that you would like to have help with? And if your answer is no, just ask yourself, are there things then that you can do, but you'd like to share that experience with someone else? To visit with somebody as you're doing this, whether it's raking the leaves or running the vacuum cleaner or washing windows or whatever. Sometimes it's more fun to do something like that with someone else.
Right. Absolutely.
Great.
Wow. I'm once again inspired at another Coastline Neighbors interview, Lindy McLean. Thank you so much for, I mean, I couldn't have honestly thought of two better people to have this. Really, it's serious. Martha Villel is laughing right now, but it's very sincere, Martha.
Thank you.
Connection that you all have with the Meals on Wheels program and the passion that you already both have for people, regardless of their age, that are in their homes, that need relationship, that need to be in connection with other people. And I just think it's such, I mean, it's why Lindy and I have worked so hard between the Activity Center and Coastline Neighbors to build such a strong relationship because of the similarities and the connections. And we're just really thrilled. It's just really great. So thank you all for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So thank date of that meeting again, Lindy, is?
March 22nd, 3 o'clock at the Brookings Library Annex.
Yes.
And if you have a question, you can call at 541-313-6490 or check our website, coastlineneighbors.org.
Awesome. Thank you, Lindy. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Martha.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you all for listening. I'm Scott Clapson. This show is Community Organizer. We've been here with volunteers from Coastline Neighbors, and the title of this program has been Volunteers Make All the Difference. Thank you and have a great day.